Do you notice any difference between the older niggers and the younger ones?
Oh, yes, sir.
The younger ones, are they smart aleck? Are they sassy?
Well, that's right. I mean, they're not as... It's not appreciated as older ones are. These young ones are.
All right.
But see, we never have Hanson in Georgia, you know, segregation. I mean, it's always, they went to their school and they went to their school. But now, there's some niggas going to this, in all the white schools now,
yeah.
State of Georgia. Right up here in this your school, right here.
Do you think it's right?
Huh? No, I don't think. I think they ought to keep them separated. Because now, what, I feel like this. To start with, you're going to lower your standard. You've got to. Now, I mean, you all may not have been with the niggas as much as we have, I mean, in their section of the country.
You think that they'll have to come down too much to...
Come in with the niggas, I mean, when to get them all mixed together, see. Because they just, they're some smart niggas.
Have they ever built another high school? I noticed there's Dexter High School. Does everybody in Dexter go to that one now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, has it always been that way?
Yeah.
Colored people going to Dexter?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Last year, the first time we ever had him.
Oh.
And we don't have a four up in that. But he is head of the NACCP. His children come back.
Yeah. Well, tell me something. Aren't you afraid of intermarriage between the races? Do you think that'll ever come?
Yes, it's going to come. Sure, it's going to come when you mix them together. It's coming.
Do you think that goes against God's teaching?
Yes, I do. Personally, I mean, that's my feeling about it.
Sure, well, that's what we have.
That's what we want.
I do. I really think it is. But it's coming, though. When you go to mix them and growing them up together and putting them together, well, you know, always, you can see that now. Look at your, I mean, just look at the other things that's happening, I mean, now between them as it's going about the nigger and the whites. I mean, just go where they have these demonstrations and all. You see these white folks mixed in there with them.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they ain't lining up in there with them. Well, they're not doing it for, they're doing it for what they can get out of. I bet you if you trace them down, you'll see it's kind of trashy stuff. I mean, what we call trashy stuff. I mean, it's mixing in there and sleeping in there with them.
Yeah.
It's laying in there.
What do you think of a man who would sleep with a nigger woman?
Well, I just think he's just crazy. I just don't have much opinion of myself. That's the way I feel about it. Now, you take this young boy over here at University of Georgia. He married that, you know, that first gal that went to University of Georgia.
Yeah.
And he married her. Well, that boy lived down here at Douglas. His daddy did. He raised down here at Douglas.
What did his dad think about it?
Well, heck, he disinherited him. I mean, he told him, get out. Don't never come back here with my house with him no more. And he went to New York with her. He married her. They said, though, they give him $10,000 to marry.
Do you think a person like Martin Luther King, some leader of the niggers, might... excite the Negroes till they riot, until we actually have a battle between the races within our country? I mean, with guns?
Yes, I think it could be done. And another thing about it, you get them started, you know, and they go crazy. For instance, you see how they let them burn up these towns.
Yeah.
And the law was scared to mess with them. I mean, they just let them go in there and burn up millions and millions of dollars of stuff and stole. You see how it broke the people in the section, some say.
Now,
there's a fellow that used to live here. He was in Detroit, and he had a home up there. And when they burned him out, they got his house was burned out, too. He said he had lost everything he had.
They don't pay any insurance on that?
No.